Welcome to Beauty and the Gi, the podcast about jujitsu and so much more. I'm Jen Eads, a blue belt full of curiosity and questions. So many questions, even 5 years later.
And I'm AJ Klingerman, a Brazilian jiu-jitsu black belt, still obsessed with jiu-jitsu. Although that wasn't my original introduction.
No, what was your original introduction?
I'm trying to think. When I first started, I think I was introducing myself as a world champion because I had won worlds at that point, no-gi worlds.
And you were a
purple belt. Yeah, yeah. And I remember like when I stopped announcing it, people were like, why'd you stop announcing it? I'm like, well, it's over. It's like I did it. We've moved on. I don't know. It felt weird. Like I can't announce it for the rest of my life. I'm a black belt now. I'm a purple belt world champion. No, I'm not taking anything away from that. Right.
Like, right.
Fantastic. But yeah, it just didn't feel right to like keep introducing myself that way, I guess.
I get that. Yeah. I mean, I finally had to stop saying Jen Eads white belt.
Exactly.
That was nice.
Well, you did have to stop, but you didn't always stop.
Yeah, well, that's true. It's stuck in there sometimes. Yeah, there are days it still feels that way.
That's true.
So we reached a milestone, which is what we're going to talk about in this episode, is milestones and how we get there. We finally hit after five. So it's the 5 year anniversary this month of when we launched the podcast.
Yep.
And we hit 100,000 downloads, which for a lot of podcasts, that might not be a lot, but I feel like we have a very targeted, small niche audience.
Absolutely.
And I am celebrating that.
Yes.
And I think even more so than the downloads are great because it's something to measure against. But what I really love is all the friends that I've made now because of this podcast and all of the people that I know in different places because of this podcast.
Yeah.
All the rounds I get to do at camp because of this podcast.
That's right. Yeah. And I mean, you know, like people that come to Costa Rica or come to our, you know, women's camp or our white belt camps. And oftentimes I'm like, how did you hear about this camp? And they're like, well, I listened to the podcast. So
amazing.
I feel like we should also give a shout out to thank Chewy because several people listen to my podcast with him. That's from, well, more than 5 years ago, I think. I don't know. It's from a long time ago. And that podcast leads people to Beauty and the Gi. So
thanks, Chewy.
Thanks, Chewy.
And I was just a guest on a podcast.
I saw that. How did you not tell me about that?
I thought I did.
No, you sure didn't. Oh. Tell me about it.
It's the Jiu-Jitsu Lou podcast. So go check it out. She's in the UK.
Nice.
And we talked about jiu-jitsu and all sorts of fun stuff.
Nice.
That was great.
Yeah. I just happened to see it. I think I was like falling asleep and it was like, I saw it on Instagram and I was like, how did I not know about that? And I was like, I got to check that out tomorrow. Then I fell asleep. So I had to remember. I have to remember to check that out.
Yeah. I got to share it some more.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. She made really good clips. I was like, oh, I should really be doing more of that for our podcast.
Like got to up our game.
I know. Always.
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 I think that one thing that I get complimented on a lot, and I, of course, always just say, oh, that's all Jen, is how good we sound from the beginning. We have the benefit of you being an amazing professional podcaster. So our sound is good from the start. And like I have people, my mom's cousin that I'd never met before. I met her at a funeral and she's like, I've been listening to your podcast.
Oh,
she does not do jiu-jitsu. She's like, I just feel like I know you. She kind of like fangirled a little. And I was like, this is so weird. Like,
yeah.
But she's like, it just sounds so good from the beginning. And I was like, you got to skip ahead, girl. Things have changed.
Yeah. Yeah.
You hear those podcasts and you think you know me, but that is
Things have changed. Things we'll talk changed. About some of those today.
Well, let's talk about what's changed with you in the past 5 years.
Well, I am now blue belt and I feel like not much has changed. I've just continued to show up.
Yeah.
And sometimes I feel like, oh yeah, I can feel progress. I do feel progress, but there are still days that good feeling of progress goes and hides out somewhere. But today was a good day.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that's another good reason to record yourself in class sometimes. Like, yeah. Record you drilling, record you rolling. Like, if you could go back and watch yourself rolling from 5 years ago.
Cringe.
You'd be amazed. You'd be like, oh my gosh, I have improved so much. You know, like, you'd really see that there is a big difference.
Yeah.
Rister and I do that a lot because, like, we used to come in, you know, for hours and just train. And we go back and look at it and we're like, we thought we were decent at jujitsu then, but we look rough. Like, or you watch old competition footage and you're like, oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's just part of it, right? You just keep improving. So even what was good for you then can get better.
Mm-hmm. I think that's so true for everything, mm-hmm. at least everything that I do.
Yeah.
Where I can go back and look at or listen to old podcast episodes. I made a video this week for my YouTube channel. I'm changing my process up and trying new things. And I watched it and I was like, just so annoyed.
Yeah.
But it's like, but it's good enough that it's going to get out there into the world because it's worse than, like, not putting it out would be worse.
Yep. Yep.
So yeah, I'm going to show up and put it out there and see what happens.
Yeah. This is why, like, as a business coach, I preach good is good enough, right?
Right. Yeah.
It's better to get the video out there than wait for it to be perfect on your computer. Nobody's seeing it waiting. And I think the same thing is true with jujitsu. People think they have to get in shape first or they have to, you know, whatever, mm-hmm. do this with your, you know, like, be flexible first or whatever that is, get their cardio up. It's so many different things that people say, like, well, I need to do this before I can do that. But that's not true. You just get in and you start doing it. And bit by bit, you start getting better.
Yeah.
And you may not even realize you're getting better until, like, maybe somebody brand new comes in and you're like, oh, I used to be where you are.
Mm-hmm.
And now, like, maybe I know some jiu-jitsu.
Yeah. And maybe I have some cardio and maybe I am a little bit stronger.
Yeah.
I'm so glad I really didn't know what I was signing up for when I started.
Yeah. I guess me too. Because I don't, like, life would be so different without you.
It would be, wouldn't it? Yeah, my life would feel very, I don't know what I would do.
Yeah, you're like, what did I do with my life before jiu-jitsu?
I played more music probably, but that's okay.
Yeah. At least you still play music.
Now I have a nice balance.
It's funny. So you sent us a text the other day and I just saw, like, you know, when you get your purple belt, you want this. And I expected it to be a rash guard. I open it up and it's this beautiful sparkly guitar.
That's purple.
I just was like, oh, that makes sense.
This is how we mark milestones. We buy guitars. Purple, sparkly.
Oh, it's for beautiful.
That glorious day.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, you got to have something picked out.
Absolutely. Yeah. Something to look forward to.
Oh, you thought it was going to be a rash guard.
I just, you know, like, that's that would make sense. Normal message I would get. Like, hey, this is the rash guard I want when I get.
Nope.
it makes sense.
Yeah. I already have a black sparkly guitar, so I'm going to have to figure out something different for that day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you have a little time to think about
it. I got a little time.
Yeah. What are you going to do when you get your brown belt?
Wah, wah.
A gold sparkly guitar.
Oh.
I tried to really embrace gold as a brown belt.
I like that.
Just as, like, well, it's kind of brown, but with sparkles.
Okay. All right.
It's made me feel
brown,
better.
Brown sparkles, gold sparkles.
Yeah.
Yeah. A nice little tobacco burst.
Ew. sounds weird, but okay.
It sounds weird, but it's beautiful.
Okay.
It's lovely. All right.
Okay.
It goes from, like, a dark brown to a gold.
Oh.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Good. I'm glad we've solved that problem
today.
Yes.
Thank goodness.
I wouldn't want to get stuck because I didn't know what guitar I wanted when I got to brown. Don't want that to hold me back.
Right. That'd be really sad.
So sad.
I do think it's important to celebrate wins.
I do too.
Like, it's something that I think in general we forget to do. We're always like, okay, this is the next big goal. This is the next thing I'm working towards. And we forget to take a moment and celebrate those wins,
mm-hmm.
whether it's a stripe or 100,000 downloads or, you know, 5 years of doing the podcast. So many things that are worth celebrating that we just let pass us by.
Mm-hmm.
And I think life, one, is a lot more pleasant when we take the time to celebrate.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, then you're not just always like, what's next, what's next, what's next.
Mm-hmm.
You feel more accomplished when you actually take the time to celebrate your accomplishments.
And it's fun.
It is.
So much fun.
Makes life better.
I think so.
Yeah.
Well, and one of the things, you know, to get to 100,000 downloads, I feel that's a lot like the whole jiu-jitsu journey. How did we get 100,000? We kept showing up.
Yeah. Like,
that was really the big thing. It's consistency and showing up and having a plan. Not that we've had a plan for every episode, but
and sometimes we sit down and wing it. It's fine.
Yeah. Or sometimes I get in a cranky mood because something happens during class and then we get to talk about it. It's great.
Yeah.
I feel grateful that nothing came up in class to aid in our content creation for this episode. I'm calling that a win.
Yeah.
We'll celebrate that.
We'll celebrate it. Yeah. By just a sit down and hang out and update everybody podcast.
Yeah. What has changed for you in 5 years?
I honestly, not much. Okay, a lot. I mean, you know, I guess if you listen to the beginning episodes, you know that I was in another marriage to a man. I came out as a lesbian, married a woman.
That was not what I had in the 5-year plan.
No, I think you were one of the most shocked.
I was like, wait a minute, what?
Jen has no gaydar.
No.
Some people are like, yep, I could see that.
Mm-hmm. I was like, what?
Jen was like, no way.
I had to text you back for clarification.
Yes, you did. I think you called me immediately.
I think you did.
I think you're like, excuse me, what? I had run a gym for 22 years and had to, you know, give up the name of that gym, which was fine. I actually, it was hard at the time, particularly my clothing.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like a weird thing you don't think about, but like everything I owned had the name of that gym on it. It was a huge part of my identity because I owned that business for really my whole adult life.
Yeah.
But opening Role Model as a gym, as an academy was hard, but it's been so good. I think we needed a rebrand, mm-hmm. you know, like I think we needed, we're very different than the old gym.
Mm-hmm.
And so it just feels really good to have completely fresh start with that.
Yeah.
I wish I could have had a fresh start with the color scheme. Mm-hmm. I know that's silly, but like I would like the gym to be different colors, but it's a lot of money and work to replace all the mats and everything. I am in the process of like replacing gloves and that kind of stuff. But yeah, so I think, I guess that's the biggest stuff. I've been through a couple of moves in that time. And
5 years out from all of that, what's your favorite? What's the best thing that's happened?
Well, I mean, Risser, you know.
How did I know you were going to say that?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I'm just, you know, now don't get me wrong. It's a lot of therapy. I've done a lot of therapy in the last 5 years, you know, but I just am so much happier. I'm lighter. You know, I look at old pictures of myself and like, you know how like your smile doesn't reach your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, that's not a real smile.
Yeah.
That's, you know, like look at, I just look back at some of the pictures of me and I'm like, I look rough. Like that's the best I can describe it. It's like, that girl is not okay.
Yeah.
So I think that that's a big thing, is I'm just so much healthier and happier.
I like that.
Yeah, me too.
It's worked out well for me.
Other than now you have to drive further to train.
Yeah, but you know, I've even found that that's okay because it gives me time to catch up on my podcast listening or music listening or whatever. And it makes me really intentional about planning my day. Mm-hmm. And the fact that we do have 6 a.m. class, that's not something I ever would have seen myself doing 5 years ago.
Honestly, same. Like, weirdly, during the pandemic, I got up earlier than the rest of my entire life because mm-hmm. I was lifting at 6 a.m. every day. And I think part of that was just depression. It was like, all right, let's get up and go. Let's, you know.
Yeah.
But I never saw myself. I'm not a morning person.
No.
And teaching at 6 a.m. is a time. But, you know, here we are 4 months in. I'm still doing it.
I love it.
Yeah, I actually really like it, too. And I think I think Nick is a big help in that.
Yes.
So Nick's a new student that we had that came, is only here for 6 a.m. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, because the rest of the people in 6 a.m. could potentially do other classes.
Yeah.
But just having him in and, you know, it just really brightens it up.
I think so.
Having you skip in. Jen is so cheery.
It's
at
weird.
6 a.m. I've nicknamed that class the Cheerios.
What better thing could I be doing at 6 a.m.? I mean, yeah. I know I could be sleeping.
Well, right. But
other than that, jujitsu is my fun thing to do at 6 a.m.
Yeah, it's a good way to get the day started.
I think so. On the other days, it's like journal, meditate, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, just to come in here and... Now, that doesn't mean I don't go home and take a nap sometimes after a class. I get a little 30-minute.
Yep. Honestly, same. Some days I leave here after 6 a.m. class, go home, take like a 30-minute nap, and come back and teach 9 a.m.
Yeah.
class. Sometimes it's just what you need. I think the sun being out is going to help me stop
immensely.
Doing that, though. Like, I think I'll be able to. Mm-hmm. But like when you leave here at 7, it's still dark. It's like, you know, I could go back to bed.
Yeah. Yeah. Have there been any other major changes?
I mean, obviously, I was a purple belt when we started. So
yeah.
Brown and black belt. I'm under a different team, which kind of came along with the divorce.
Yeah.
But that's what put me under Rachel. And Rachel's really been with me most of my journey.
And if you're new to the podcast.
Rachel Casillas, my coach. And, you know, we did an episode with her two
episodes ago. Yeah.
Yeah, so go back and check that out.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so being under her, which like I said, we've been friends forever. She's known me since I was a white belt. So she was the right person to have as my coach. So
I think so. Yeah. I'm very pleased with that decision.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, they're great. I love Ray and Rachel.
Were the trips like Costa Rica on your radar? How long have you been doing that?
3 years. So we've done 3 trips to Costa Rica. And no, not really. I mean, when we first started camp or started the podcast, we were still running the like 50-person camp, right?
Right. Like, yeah.
When we first started it, that's the year it blew up and we had the first big camp. So the camps have really come a long way in those 5 years.
Yeah.
So we went from, you know, our gym to a high school gymnasium to a not very nice convention hotel to a really nice convention hotel.
It's so nice.
So nice.
I can't wait for camp this year.
I know. I'm very excited.
Yeah.
I'm really excited. I booked all of our rooms yesterday and then posted that there were only 13 rooms left. And somebody was like, there are no rooms left. So we're waiting now for them to approve us for more rooms.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Did you ever envision that it would get this big?
I don't know. Part of me is a crazy person, you know, like, and I like to go to other types of conferences and watch conferences on TV and stuff and take little things that I like from them or like, oh, we could do that. I'm glad we don't do that. You know, like those kinds of things. I'm always taking notes and trying to improve.
Yeah.
So I think I knew that we'd have a big, like once we did the first big camp, I was like, oh, we're going to blow this up. We can reach so many people. And now there are a lot of women's camps and some with very large numbers. But I still think we have the rash guards that say not your competition.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I feel the same way about the camps. Like I just don't feel like it's the same. I know that people have to decide, like, do I spend my money here? Do I spend it at this camp? Like, I recognize that. So in that way, it's, I guess, a competition, not competition. You know what I mean? Like,
it's a choice.
It's a choice. Yeah. But I still think our camps are very different from a lot of others. And I go to as many as I can. And I just think the one thing that we do best is bond.
Mm-hmm.
I really think overall, role model camp is about so much more than jujitsu.
Yeah.
You're going to do a lot of jujitsu.
I do but, now.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think it's about so much more than that.
Yeah.
That, you know, like we've brought in big names. Absolutely. But typically it'll be like two people that are like, oh, I came because this person is there. Most people come because they're like, I want to be a part of this.
Yeah. How much do you think is people returning versus new people?
I mean, it ends up being, you know, almost half and half.
Yeah.
But some of those returns might not have been there last year. But right. They, you know, like our friend Chelsea Kim, she, I think she was at camp last year, but before that hadn't been since it was like at the gym, I think.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. So, you know, like there's people that like went from like, oh, I haven't been since you were this small gym or, yeah. you know, small camp in your gym. And now like, this yeah. is amazing.
Yeah. So. I love that there's other camps popping up around the country because not everybody can get here or it doesn't work out either, you know, geographically or for a time schedule.
Yeah.
And it's nice that there are other options.
Yeah. Yeah. The geographic thing, it always kind of makes me laugh a little bit. Like I know that it's not always an option, but people will say, oh, I can't make it. I'm in Texas or I'm, and I'm like, we have a dozen women that come from Texas. Right. Or, you know, like I can understand that like, maybe that's too much for you. I get that. But yeah. like, you know, we live in a time that usually you can catch a flight. Like,
yeah.
that's, you know, if that's in your budget, that's yeah. something. And we try really hard to keep camp fairly inexpensive.
Yeah.
Camp is not a moneymaker for us.
Right.
Like we really sit down and try to budget everything out. Like when we look at workshops and, you know, all the instructors and everything, we're trying yeah. to figure out like, how can we pay for this?
Yeah.
Because, you know, like the venue alone is...
Yeah.
A lot.
A lot.
A lot. And you know, like maybe as like a business person, people would shun me or whatever for not, you know, making a lot of money at this, mm-hmm. not upselling everyone for everything. And but yeah. for us, like it's kind of a passion project. Like
yeah.
we do this out of the love for the community. And so we try to keep the price as low as we can that we can like cover our yeah. costs.
I think there's a lot to be said for getting that kind of reward out of it. I mean, that's how I feel about this podcast.
Yeah, exactly. If you haven't noticed, we don't really have sponsors.
And that's been intentional.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I don't want to be beholden to yeah. a sponsor because yeah. I want this to remain fun for me.
Yeah.
Even on the days where I'm like, oh God, I don't want to record a podcast because I just want to get in my Jeep and cry all the way home.
Yeah.
I mean, it's happened.
It's happened.
But for the most part, mm-hmm. I love doing this because I love all the people that I've met.
Exactly. Yeah. Getting the messages, or I love when somebody like asks for a podcast, you know, like, what are you guys listening to? And like lots of people are tagging Beauty and the Gee. I love that.
Makes my heart happy.
It does. It does.
And the fact that I'm noticing that we're getting more downloads from around the world.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not anything I ever really thought about 5 years ago.
Right.
When we started this.
That you would truly be international superstar.
I feel like I'm still growing into that. But, you know, goals.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we are celebrating you as an okay. international superstar. You can, you know, work on your comfort level for that.
Okay. All right. It's like anything else.
It's like when you get a new belt or something and you're like, oh, yeah. I'm not ready for this, but that's who you are.
Yeah. Okay. I will own that. And I'm going to put this out there again. If you're coming to camp this year, come find me so we can roll so that I don't actually have to walk up and ask anyone to roll.
Believe it or not, Jen is a bit of an introvert.
I don't know how I find the energy for this.
I think it's helpful that it's just the two of us, right?
Right.
Like,
yeah.
obviously, we're talking to everyone, but it's helpful to just sit across from mm-hmm. each other and have a conversation.
Yeah.
When you talk, it doesn't seem like you're an introvert, but in
I've
real
hidden
life,
it well.
That's right.
Then I go home and crash. Yeah. I really recharge. Do after camp. I mm-hmm. need that
oh, yeah.
recharge yeah. a lot.
Yeah. If I could offer advice, it would be coming on Thursday because mm-hmm. We do the unofficial kickoff and all of the instructors at our gym Thursday night are camp instructors. And then you're here in time for the workshops on Friday. And then if you can take Monday off work, if you can take Monday off work, do so because you're going to want to crash a little.
Yeah.
Yeah. We usually take morning class off. Like we shut the gym down for the morning and then we do still run night class because everybody's so amped.
Right.
They're like, yeah. I want to be doing jiu-jitsu with everybody immediately.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I love that.
I do too.
It's been a good 5 years.
It has been a good 5 years.
Yeah. I mean, some surprises along the way.
A lot of surprises. Yeah.
Yeah, looking, I like this look back and this little reflection time. I think we need to do more of that in life when we celebrate. And even if you don't feel like you've got something momentous to celebrate, look back and be like, wow.
So I know you aren't huge on setting goals, but any thoughts of what the next 5 years look like?
Keep showing up and leveling up. Mm-hmm. That's the plan.
Yeah.
And see what other doors open and what happens and roll with it.
Yeah. Good.
That's my plan.
That's your plan.
That's my plan, man. I mean, not that I'm not motivated and...
You are motivated. You just don't like setting goals unless I trick you into it.
Yeah. Sneaky coach.
What can I say?
It works. You got to find that coach that knows how to motivate you.
Yes.
There's a lot to be said for that. Because if I didn't have a great coach, I wouldn't still be sitting here. I sure wouldn't have a podcast about jujitsu. Well, and I probably wouldn't even be doing jujitsu. I'm very grateful for this.
Yeah, me too. Like I said, I can't imagine my life without you.
Yeah, it would be weird.
It'd be so weird.
Happy 5 years and 100,000 downloads.
Happy 5 years and 100,000 downloads.
All right, friends, if you want to follow our shenanigans on and off the mat, we're hanging out on Instagram at Beauty in the Gi Podcast, and I'm also there at Brassy Broad Jen.
And I'm AJ Klingerman everywhere you go, except TikTok, if TikTok's still around by the podcast comes out, where I'm role_model.
Send us a DM, let us know what questions you have, what you thought about the episode, and we will see you on the mat. Beauty in the Gi is a production of the Brassy Broadcasting Company.
And brought to you by Role Model Grappling.